The anxiety and the anger over what happened and what it represents reaches all corners of the U.S., including right here in Fairbanks.
Mayor Jim Matherly addressed the meeting, saying residents can generally be proud of city police, but acknowledge that mistakes are made.
We all know that police work has a very dangerous element, and sometimes that requires force. And taking someone down that is fighting or resisting is not pretty, and I realize that. But rest assured that use of force is reviewed, and concerns or complaints that are raised are investigated.
Matherly said city police operating procedures and policies are currently undergoing a multi-month review by a third-party law firm. The mayor also spoke to the importance of cultural sensitivity, de-escalation, less lethal force, and other training.
We should always strive to do better. Our nation can do better. Our state can do better. And I can do better. We can learn from each other and address concerns in a proactive manner.
Matherly pointed to a continued shortage of officers and trouble keeping up to date on some types of training. During citizens' comments, some members of the public alleged brutality and racism by local law enforcement officers. Longtime attorney Bill Satterberg of Fairbanks spoke about a client who alleges mistreatment by Fairbanks police officers during an incident last fall.
A Hispanic gentleman was having a very serious mental health breakdown in the Walmart parking lot. An officer, Brody, the name of the officer, showed up along with Officer James, who's no longer here, retired, and proceeded to hand strike Andrew Jimenez, in the face quite hard both times.
Satterberg played a short video of the man being hit and provided the council copies of a longer video, which he said shows the man failing to comply and being pepper sprayed.
And you will see where the officers are complaining and laughing about the amount of pepper spray that they had used on this man. They had hosed him down with capsicum spray.
An attorney who works for Satterberg, Amy Welch, shared another case from last fall involving an African-American man who was stopped for DUI and eluding police. She says her client, who she described as a big guy, ran and was justifiably tackled by several FPD officers, but things subsequently went bad.
All these officers were involved and admitted in their police reports that they punched him multiple times in the head. They kicked him in the gut. They stun-drived him multiple times. The officer who utilized his taser said, "I deployed several, like, 5-second rounds with a recharge in it." You watch the video, he was stunned continuously for about 23 seconds.
Welch said the man was left face down in the snow at 20 below zero for several minutes, and when he got up and struggled to comply, was struck by police again. Welch and Satterberg said both of the cases described were brought to the attention of City Police Chief Nancy Reeder.
When we received a response from Chief Reeder, yes, it did say we've looked into this, but no, it did not say what the outcome of the investigation was. The only response the complainants receive are, "We looked into it." That is not accountability to the public.
If you study the history of Alaska Natives, American Indians, African Americans, colonization and white supremacy still exists today.
Lisa McNulty, whose husband was shot to death during an armed encounter with Alaska State Troopers in Fairbanks last year, emphasized that a disproportionate number of those killed by law enforcement are, like her husband, Alaska Native or other peoples of color.
"I demand that you as a city council put policies and mandatory trainings on education of racism, colonization, de-escalation, and less lethal force for each and every cop and trooper in this city. This isn't about politics, it's about human life and equality."
The council had only one item on its agenda specific to the issue, a resolution in response to the murder of George Floyd, calling for justice, unity, constructive dialogue, and action needed to confront racism, passed unanimously. One of the resolution's sponsors, Councilmember June Rogers, pointed to the opportunity the current social climate offers.
"I think that we all have a tremendous amount of work before us, but we also have a very interested and invested community."
Another resolution sponsor, Councilmember Valerie Therrien, suggested starting with formation of a committee or holding a public work session to address racism in the community. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.